Blog Talk Radio. The cards are a lion. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion. Shall break every chain.
Brother Drew, we've been bringing them to the front and letting them teach what is has to be taught by the female. We're going to bring today the youngest of that group that I have taught, and she's only 28 years old, and she's on her number 8 at 27 years old. And Mama Chia, we're going to turn everything over to you. And the most important part is all of the lectures we start with is the womb. Know thyself. You have to first know yourself. And if you don't know what the womb is and who carries has the womb, then you will never know yourself. You will never have any knowledge of the universe, who you are, until you understand the womb from which you came from. So we're going to turn it over to our baby sister that's going to teach us some good knowledge, and we're going to show you how the 27-year-old can teach and then teach the other 20-year-old and the teens. So take it away, Mama Chia. We'll be listening.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And just to make a few clarifications, it's Chi, and I'm 27. I'm on my 9. And to let everybody know, so call Sunday, I have co-host to host with me. Also, co-host, I'm up to on here 2 weeks ago. So shout out to Shabbat and is womb. So the title of what I want to talk about is the oral on the womb. And we this
coming in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So I just thought what I was saying from the beginning. I said, hold on just a minute, brother. I'm trying to get the sound right.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. So we have technical difficulties, you know, technology. Okay, so what I'm saying is, on the womb. In order for us to life and before, then we really wear the switches, and that's what we create the life. The attack on the womb is so many different infections at a level, which shows hospitals. As a race of people, we have not been doing these practices alone. So why have we changed, and what has changed since we allowed to become in each aspect of what it takes to bring forth.
She keeps going in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I could hear you. It sounded like do you have your speakerphone on?
I didn't at first. I turned it on because you said I'm going in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, thank you. You look at the levels of to think that we don't deserve to have this better treatment of our bodies, and that we need better medicines, and we have to be dependent on it because now we have been programmed. We have allowed ourselves to be programmed to think run insufficiently. We the best machine that there is. Everything is mimicked from us. So my experience, what I do is all birth work. I have delivered children. I have a great passion for also experienced home birth myself. I have had two home births. My first home birth was with a midwife, and she did a wonderful job. And my second experience, me and my mother delivered my son myself. So that was the experience we did completely at home, everything from the checkup, the premature, and he is like the biggest child I have. And something that I experienced. So when I experienced all of these different things, I was able to see how really going into these medical systems and taking them basically up to show what's wrong with us, that's been the breakdown. Doctors have been basically bullying mothers and go to the hospital. They are stealing the organs from them, that they're stealing the uterus, the sex organs. Why are now our organs more than any time ever considered, like nothing is good, they cannot be treated. But this is why modern medicine is not meant for us, it's not working for us, because it does not heal us. It just hides the problem until they decide that they want to take it. And so good. We don't have our own faculties in place where we can take it. We can have a best intentions, that's what's on the table. So, when we think about a physical attack on the womb, outside of instilling the sexual organs, estrogen, we keep those from because those connection with us. We not open not have uteruses. It throws up. And we transform, so to speak, because we are it does the best thing it does. Something foreign, so now we try to do it. And spiritually, we have no, we're pretty much connected. Those time periods when the body would have more than other, like during the moon, during the full moon, during the new moon. During those times, we experience. One of the main things that as mothers and as people in general, we need to remember is that we are water. And the water is one of the major components we're really getting attacked on. And one aspect I want to look at is the fluoride, because the fluoride is in the water, and it's so many mixed signals that's out here, and it's very interesting because on one hand, they tell people, the fluoride is going to kill you. The fluoride is your pineapple, and then what it starts to attack us. We're very spiritual people. So when our pineal gland is being attacked, and that is where we receive most of our energy source as far as intuition, and it's a faculty point that just has so many different benefits for us. And we have a gland, that's why it's a gland for us. Well, really it could be considered an organ. It's, we just, a lot of things they don't want to tell us about our actual makeup of what is anatomy of your body. In order for you to know who you are, you have to know what you did. The fluoride is given to it's causing death to the mother and the born child. In this area, that is one of the first things that's developed during the conception. That's one of the first things that our makeup, they're choosing to target this because they want our children to be this attached. In 9 months, of darkness, triple darkness. It's almost like a super deep meditation. You know what I'm saying? You think of it like that. We are in the womb. This is why it's the first home school. So we have to know that we must teach the womb even while it's not outside. On the inside, you read to your child. You speak the word to your child. And you put yourself in positions where you're healing and you're aiding both of your child. This is my quarter. Most of the times, 80% of the women who experience hemorrhages is due to being dehydrated. Your body is not able to hold on all of that. You know, you just it's gonna flow all the way out. So you can stop these things from being through for dehydration. That's what the IV is. It's basically you dehydrating. When you get to a certain point, it starts of certain people who shut down. But it's only because it's trying to still run. Come on, tell me, when you sleep, no. You know what I'm saying? The body is going to work for you. It's up until that's dehydrated cell. Then look at constipation. It's a big factor. How we talking about what foods we eat as well. The constipation, the major digestive issues, and those stomach issues are affecting us because now it's affecting our health. We become girl back food, and you have to include alcohol. I hear him share this information, dietary laws. In order for you to start doing the dietary laws or even think about it, that we have steps. So you start looking at, well, can I make improvements? Because if we honestly think about during this society, it's not much that you have 100% control of. However, what you eat, you do. That's honestly something that you could change by today. You can make a full 360. Make a full turnaround today. Like, go home and cook all this bullshit out of the closet. All the stuff in the cabinet, the cans good, ones that's no good, the things in the refrigerator, it makes that extreme. But if you want to put yourself back in a point of empowerment, then you do things like that because that's something that you can honestly achieve. That makes it successful at it. So, food and body, like fresh green vegetables, especially this year, energy right now, and it's me. So, chlorophyll is very cleansing and it's going on the body and do some wonderful things for your digestive system. That right now, we are in season and it's dark.
Hey, brother, while you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I think we lost the sister. Our phone was, Nathan cut out. Brother, what?
Wait.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to hear that. Her phone was cut out or something. Oh, she's not on with us right now.
You said the phone went off?
Yeah, I think she having some phone problems.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Now, tell me what you was saying now.
Oh, we lost the sister. She's not on live right now. Phone, I think, cut out.
Okay, so you want me to go on and talk?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We on now?
Yes, sir. We still on.
Yeah. All right. I guess Mama Cheer got cut off. She was having a problem with her phone, and she was talking about the wound. And the reason it's so important that we know about the wound is that the female has this wound. And when you come through, everybody comes through the wound. There's many scriptures in the Bible that tell you about the wound. If you have a Bible concordance, go into the Bible concordance and look up how many scriptures describe the wound. David, in the Bible, he spoke about the wound more than any verses in the Bible. The book of Job speak about the wound. The mystery of creation increases as material science discover more about the metaphysical construction of creation. There are two great areas of knowledge, the physical and the metaphysics. Science recognizes only the physics, and scientists deny the existence of the metaphysical part of the truth. We live in an age of scientists, not an age of science, but scientists are men with all the facilities, emotion, prejudices, and errors of other men. Scientists are more embarrassed with their great ideas coming to simply after years of research, experiment, laboratory, observation. They end up in a blind alley that suddenly the idea fills their mind. How come? They can't explain. We don't understand the manner in which great discoveries originate. In a process beyond the reason of reason, in physics, the original universe disappeared in 1905 when Einstein showed that energy had mass. The energy a man would expand through the lifetime of a heavy manager labor could be weighed. It was almost about one. Yes, sir.
I think we got the sister back on with us.
Oh, we got Mama Tia back on. Okay, take off, Mama Tia.
Okay, all right, thank you. I guess they don't really want me talking about that type of stuff. Oh, it don't really matter. I'm about to keep going. Thank you. So all please right. Excuse me, everybody, for that disruption. So I was speaking about incorporating, you know, the green foods, the green vegetables, the broccoli, the kale and spinach and different live vegetables into the foods that we're eating, and that's going to start to heal our bodies. We have to get our body back to using its own natural ability to heal. We've been over-processing it, so to speak, over-taxing it by putting pharmaceuticals and, you know, these different things that's chemical-based, because our body does recognize it, and the reason it recognizes it, and most people thinking that they having some type of healing or, you know, relief, is because it's made with the real stuff. They always have to use some natural from the earth product, which is how it's introduced to the body. And then once our body recognizes that 1 ounce of goodness that's there, the rest of the poison came in with it, and that's when you get the adverse effects on your internal organs, on your internal body, and that shows up later. Most people go to the doctor after something happened. And, you know, even when you go all the time, they still only can tell you what's wrong with you after it happens. They never really catch it until you let them know what's some symptoms. And that's when it's in your body, it's been in your body. Okay, so that's with the food, the natural food. We need to more of those and less processed, genetically modified food, because now you're talking about modifications of the foods on a molecular level. And that means that they're throwing off, if the chemical or the makeup of that plant is being changed, then it's going in our bodies and changing us. Just like we receive the healing benefits, we also receive that, you know, that backfire. And that backfire is what these things are doing to our body, the deformities the illnesses, the things that these children are being born with before in a womb. Like, that's one of the cleanest places you're supposed to be. Yet they're coming out with things you never seen before. And it's because the foods are changing the DNA. They know how many cheeseburgers it takes for you to get sick. They know how many McNuggets it's going to take before that child receives this type of sickness. This is a science, and they already done it. Why else wouldn't they take away these things that we know that have been proven to be poison? Yet it still remains on the market. And yet people still remain to go buy it. Everybody knows chicken nuggets, they made from chicken paste that's pink, and they then, you know, bread and then deep fry. Yet people, McDonald's lines still belong. All of them, they all the same people. They go to the same places. Just remember that as well. But we should question, where did all this meat come from? At the beginning of in the 1940s, it was over 100 different meat factories, like butchers, and not just that, but warehouses where they actually did the meat. And this was when we were not considered a carnivorous country. Now we were more considered herbivores. Now this is considered a carnivorous country, and they're less than 10 throughout this country. 10 are handling all of the beef, all of the meat throughout this entire country. So y'all should question, where all this damn beef coming from? Where's all this meat coming from? It should be meat all the damn time. People should have cows in their front yard. That's a lot of damn meat. So just remember that. Where is this coming from? It's time to put stuff on the square. When we use our common sense, math, and science, if it does not add up, then we must make a change. Truth demands change. We don't have to play ourselves because it tastes good. Well, our taste buds clearly have been altered. So once we get back to knowing what taste really tastes like, then we can make those type of judgments. So until then, we need to just put it on the square. And if it don't add up, then we must let it go unemotionally. It's not about emotions right now. Yes, we want to be emotionally attached. However, we don't want to be emotionally driven where we ignore the facts in front of us. Okay, so then you go to the spiritual attack on the womb, because the spiritual attack on the womb, the disconnection, the society paints this picture that in order for you to, the image of happiness would be having a material life that's within abundance. So you'll have all of the different things that just take you away even further. The weave, the makeup, the high heel shoes. What does the weave do? Well, our hair is our antennas. We have a lot of essence. We have a lot of energy in our hair. So if we don't have our own hair, whether even if we have it wrapped up, but you still should have your own hair out, then you receive that energy. The hair that people are getting has bad energy on it. Energy is real. You can't say it's real in one aspect and say it's not real in the other. If that hair was shaving off of someone's head, then you're going to get that energy from that hair as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to, it's transferred, because that's what energy does. That's science. Energy is transferred. It's never lost. So that's one disconnect. And then you have the makeup. So the makeup is also, our skin can absorb, anything you put on your skin is absorbed through your bloodstream in 26 to 28 seconds. Okay, so when you put these toxins directly on your face, and then your face is always exposed, and especially during the summertime when you should be getting that energy from the sun, because we're solar people, when you should be getting that energy from the sun, you have your face blocked. Now you don't get to get that type of healing, which people say they need vitamin E or some shit, D or something. Something you get from the sun, it's like, come on now. But you're introducing that to your body. That's one makeup that's makeup literally. It's breaking us down, because now it's foreign and it's disconnecting us again from nature. You're not allowing what naturally should happen to take its course. If the sun gives us energy, if the sun helps pull out impurities, you know, through our skin, which is why we sweat, you know, it's supposed to do that. That's what's supposed to happen. But then when you make a step in and take that away without giving a true remedy on how it can naturally occur, then you start having different health problems show up. You start becoming toxic. You start having so acne. And many people, when they do take the makeup off, their skin looks so horrible, they don't even want to see it. And it's embarrassing for them to even say that, because they don't want anyone to see it. And, again, you're playing yourself. Like, if you embarrassed about it, then you fix it. You change it. You don't hide it because it doesn't go away. In essence, what you see is it becomes worse and out of your control, out of your handle. So we've got to start taking care of things at the beginning, opposed to how we have been taught through this society, is to be very reaction or, you know, saying wait for something to happen and then I'll respond, or playing the victim role. The victim role has not gotten us anywhere. It's taken from us, if anything. Okay, so gonna let that go. Gotta let that go. And the next though, as I said, the high heel shoes. Y'all, I know it looked good and everything, and I'm young and I'm speaking about it. Like, every once in a while, you should maybe step out with it, and that's just me, my opinion on it. However, the detriment that it does on the body and what it does to your actual posture, you know, it cannot be ignored. Many people are finding themselves having surgeries at a very young age. They have back problems at a very young age. I'm talking about early 20s because they've thrown off their alignment for so many years. Now, wearing high heels not only damages your spine, and, you know, it starts changing your position of your organs. Again, attack on the womb. You start putting pressure on those different organs that's not supposed to have pressure on them, y'all. You're not supposed to wear high heels when you're pregnant. That's some bullshit for them to even show that type of picture of a lady just 8 months pregnant with high heels on. Look what you're doing to your child. Now you are crowding them. And then you wonder why you cannot hold a child for the whole term. You know, it's because the whole time you was basically kicking them out. With those high heel shoes, you start switching up all of the different positions of your organs because they have to, like what I say about the body, it will find a way. So it does whatever it can to try to maneuver and still be able to function. So the heels injure the body on the inside. Then on the outside, we have that disconnection from the actual earth. There's something what they call an earthing now. However, what we used to do, you just stand in the grass with your shoes off, and you basically connecting back with the earth, just in the grass, not on the concrete. But you want to touch actual grass, dirt, you know what I'm saying? Have your feet in it and just absorb different energy, transfer the energy. You literally can get by doing this, you can pull any pain that you feel, you ask for the universe, for the earth to remove it, and it'll be removed. And we know our feet is like one of the most absorbing spots on our body. I use that very often when I'm using essential oils on my children because it pulls out the toxins real fast, and the body responds to it well. So these three things, like those three things together, are some of the things what they use and what culture is using, society is using to mentally program the mother. So when you thinking that I'm pregnant, I want to be stylish, I want to look cute, then I need to go wear heels. Like, that's not the type of outfit you should even dress for, especially while you're pregnant. But it's throwing you off. It does the body a disservice. And you hearing the different things that the doctors said. I had experience with doctors, and they tell you things like it'll be very painful, you might be ripped in half. They say all kind of crazy stuff about having a child, and a doctor even told me about that. Well, my daughter, my first birth was unnatural, and with my second birth, ultimately was a home birth, but before that I had a doctor I was going to, and he was just like, I hope you came to your senses this time, because I could schedule you a C-section. It was funny. It was like, what? This is what they do now. They actually will schedule your C-section for you. And people thinking that it's so much in their favor that the doctor really cares. But let's look about this doctor's schedule. It benefits him now that he has a 9-to-5. They all want to be, doctors that deliver babies now, because they can literally have an easy schedule, a 9-to-5, and they schedule you for when they leave out, and it's just surgery. It's a major surgery. Having a C-section is not a walk in the park, y'all. It's a very major surgery, and it's has a lot of health risks associated with it. So it's something to take into consideration when we so quickly want them to tell us that your body did not heal right. And in order for you to have a safe delivery, you must have a C-section. And that's not true, because our body heals miraculously. You grow new organs back. You regenerate cells. You know, you can basically heal your lungs completely in different organs in your body. The liver is amazing, because it will completely regenerate itself, like better than any other organ we have in our body. So these things that they're telling us are not true. Your uterus, if you got it cut, that scar heals, just like on our skin. When it's out of our body, it's even more, because it's always moist, it's wet. It's just perfect for growing and healing. And then when we start using different things of the earth that are tools for us to use to start healing our body, like the foods we eat, like the being hydrated, drinking more water, and also incorporating things like herbs, certain herbs, and different essential oils, aromatherapy, color therapy. These things around us, when you look at a certain color, you can't deny that when you see yellow, it makes you smile. Every time you see the sun shining, the sun will make you smile just waking up and seeing it out, because that is a property that you receive. These certain colors, these certain hues, they meant to invoke us, because that's how this works. You know, we have to start properly utilizing everything. We don't know exactly what we're capable of, but we can sure to push ourselves, like, or just not even just push, but yeah, push. But encourage yourself to do more. Do something better. Go a little further. You know what I'm saying? Start to look at different things from another perspective.
Okay. Go ahead, sister. That was Brother White. He had got blocked off. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Thank you. What I wanted to share earlier, and I usually do this on my show at the beginning of the show, so I wanted to say what was the numerology and the actual astrology of today's day. Today is January the 17th, and the astrology, the moon zodiac today is in Sagittarius. Now, when the moon is in Sagittarius, Sagittarius is the fire sign. So you may feel more outgoing, you know, energetic, a little more spontaneous during this time when the moon is in its energy. And it's also an energy that encourages imagination and confidence in the flow of life, which is perfect for the topic that we're talking about today, because I'm just simply talking about things that we already have, but we need to know how to properly allocate it. Like, let's put our energy so that it works for us. Why continue the things that we saw have not gave us the results that we're looking for? Some of this, like if it's a thought process and it has not shown that it's beneficial at this point in time, then in most cases it's not going to work for us, because it needs to be updated to what can work properly for us. How can these things serve us? During Sagittarius, you feel more philosophical. The philosopher inside you come out. So it's perfect for me, right, because I got to shine on it a little bit, so, you know, it's good. You also can find yourself being more direct. You'll be straight to the point with people. You don't have to play around. Just be honest. It's a very good sign for you to be honest. And if it's a certain situation that's going on, say, for instance, you need to approach someone, then it's a good time. This is an excellent time, actually, to get things off your chest. Just put it out there, you know. And today, we'll be entering a void moon, which means that the energy is going to be just transferring from one zodiac to the next. And during that time, it's no energy. It's basically a time where you should just chill, do what you normally would do, don't try to make any major plans, unless you don't want it to go through. Most things don't go through during the void moon. So, and it's going to be like until tomorrow. During this Sagittarius moon, too, your opinions might be very strong, and you have a tendency to come off a little, could be arrogant. So sometimes it's just, you might want to just pull back a little bit on sharing exactly how you feel about what other people think, or and try to come at it with a little more finesse, you know, it's what it is. So the numerology for today is an 8. Now, when the moon but most of the time the moon and the numerology, they go hand in hand. So with today being an 8, an 8 is a good vibration for personal power and authority. You feel lots of self-confidence during this time. You can manifesting time. It is it's a time for you to bring forth things within you. Again, I spoke about being a philosopher, but with the 8, it gives you that spiritual consciousness, and you can achieve things. So it's all of these different energies, they go together, and I always like to be aware of what the energy is, because we do have influence over it, and that is, again, us being in tune with nature and our who we are as a people. So I like to give out remedies. Like, you know what I'm saying, different things that you can do just that's easy and that you already have and that you can start incorporating so that you can see results. You know what I'm saying? So you can start being able to just get there, just one step at a time. But every step do count, because the time, it all adds up. It's going to be positive for you. You're doing it for yourself, and no matter how big or small your improvement is, it's an improvement. Okay, so when I spoke about drinking water, many times people seem confused, like it's just so many different waters out there. Well, first off top, no water with fluoride. That wouldn't make sense now, would it? Okay, so no water with fluoride, and you're going to, the best water that, water I drink and that I think is really good for the body is distilled water. It's able to absorb in our body very good, and our body, responds to that water well. You can hydrate your body well with that water. That's distilled water. Drinking distilled water, I recommend a gallon. And most people are like, man, that's a whole bunch of water. But look, in most cases, you already dehydrated anyway. And you might, for the first 3 days after drinking a gallon, you'll feel like you was just running. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you had literally bowels, going to the bathroom, everything. However, once you get past that little stoop, because that's the body flushing out all of that stuff that just been sitting there. And that's how you got to look at it. You flushing out the stuff that just been sitting there that was supposed to been gone. And if you was properly hydrated, then it would have left in the time frame that it was supposed to. You eat, your body it digests the food, you go to the bathroom. That's the way it works. That's when the body is working in a healthy state. And the water comes in, it basically like shakes stuff up, and you want to flush it out. So a gallon of water a day should be a goal, but just start by adding, making consciously drinking glasses of water. Water bottles, I don't necessarily recommend water bottles because there's just so many bottles, and most of the time you end up bullshitting with the water, like it's still water at the end of the bottle. So most people don't even drink all of the bottle, if you're honest with yourself. Okay? The food. You said the fresh food. The greens, you know, the greens is very important. Honey is very good. Just starting to use different things, like instead of buying the cheapest honey, you could see, start, step your grade up. You'll be able to tell the different quality and the different benefits in your body, because when you get really good quality honey, you can taste it, like unrefined raw honey. It's so good, y'all, and it does wonders for your body. And honey is a very ancient food, so you get those properties of it, too. You get colds from your food, and that's why it's good that we have to eat the good food, not the fast food or the processed, because what colds could those have? If it's been processed, then that should let you know, because we do work on processed servers, and IBMs, and those are processors, and, you know, they're programmed. So that's one thing, to look at it like that. Do you want to eat food that's already been programmed to break you down, or do you want to eat foods that have been programmed to build you up and to help you flourish and be nourished, you know what I'm saying? So lemon. Lemon is wonderful, y'all. Drinking lemon water, that's like a double whammy right there. Like the lemon does, it goes in the body, it detoxifies the body, it deodorizes the insides of our body, and it curbs appetite. So you could stop cravings, some of those cravings for sugar and stuff like that. Lemon is good, drinking lemon water. Alkaline your body as well. And as far as with the food, too, is the most important thing to remember is that the foods we eat is our fuel and also our stomach, our digestive system. 80% of it is our immune system. 80% of the immune system is made up of the digestive system. That's how important it is. So literally what you eat is making you sick because you're not allowing your immune system to function at a high rate because your immune system is 80% of it is the digestive system. So when you overtax your stomach and you start overtaxing the foods that you eat and you start dropping your defenses, your immune system is low, so you start to compromise your body. And this is how the cells start to become manipulated because the body does fight against your cells being manipulated, like when invaders and chemicals and stuff like that, when we introduce that to our body, the body naturally will fight back. But after so long of a losing fight, then you can see, you know, the strength starts to diminish, just like in anything we do. If we do a lot of things, if we're going hard, most of the time as time goes on, your strength and the vigor you was doing it with, it dwindles. It starts to diminish. So that's something for us to remember. Now, when I spoke about natural healing, I use essential oils. Essential oils is something that's, like, very essential in my household. one oil in particular that I want to talk about is the peppermint essential oil. Now, peppermint oil is something that's very common. Most people are very familiar with peppermint oil, and it's one that you see in the health food store. However, when it comes to essential oils and using the technique of aromatherapy itself, we have to be aware that quality makes the biggest difference. So if you want to use and utilize aromatherapy and essential oils, then I recommend you using a therapeutic grade. A therapeutic grade meaning that it has medicinal properties to it. Now you can utilize the benefits of it spiritually, mentally, and physically. Because literally, essential oils are mind, body, and soul. It touches everything. Well, it's the only aromatherapy is the only way that it goes through the blood-brain barrier, so it's absorbed in the body so fast. And again, you can, I said about the skin being able to absorb whatever you put on it within 26 seconds. Well, this is true for oil. So when you put these oils on you, and it's immediately absorbed to your bloodstream, and it has these properties. It's strong, meaning it's the essence of the plant. Basically, when you talk about a therapeutic grade, it's that spirit of the plant. So it allows you to utilize the benefits of it on a holistic side, meaning healing ailments and treating burns and scars and different things like that. And then also on a spiritual side, because it has a lot of the oils have a lot of spiritual benefits to it. Essential oils can be used three different type of ways. You have topically, which is you apply it onto your skin. And by applying it in different places, you will have different benefits. Very similar to reflexology. In reflexology, when you touch different points, you receive different healings on different, like, organs, like your feet, your toes, you know what I'm saying? Each toe is representing a different part of the body. It's the same thing, these points. You put the essential oils on different points of the body when you want to heal, when you want to feel a specific type of healing, like behind your ears. And you rub back there, you rub them in lymph nodes, you know, and you start to receive those healings under the arm, you know, different points like that. That's topically. You can also, when it's a therapeutic grade, it's safe for you to take it internally. Now, not every essential oil, even if it's therapeutic grade, not everyone is meant to be internal. I will recommend that you double check to make sure that is one that can be taken internal, but most of them can be. Okay, so you can take it internal. And the best way I would say is like a drop underneath the tongue, because underneath the tongue you're able to absorb things very fast. That's why the tongue, they often have you put things underneath your tongue and let it dissolve like that. And then you have the aromatherapy, and that's you smelling it. You taking in that smell, taking deep breaths, and absorbing the, you know, letting it go in like that. So then it goes through the blood-brain barrier. It immediately goes to the brain, and the brain is triggered to know that you have put something in it that is familiar and that can help heal you. And you start to get those healing benefits from it. So overall, like just having some certain oils in the air, you can diffuse them in the air and it'll heal you. So the peppermint essential oil, it can be used to promote alertness by having it in the air, diffusing it in the air. You could create your own. If you don't have like a little diffuser, they're not that much, you can find them. They even have it at Target, a pretty good one. I have one on my website, diffusers that we sell on my website, as well as this essential oil. It's on my website. But that's alertness. You can do that by smelling it. And also you can just have a bottle and take 3 good deep breaths of it, and it'll just, like, man, perk you right on up. All right, peppermint essential oil is also antioxidant, and utilize that by internally taking a drop or two, like I say, underneath your tongue. That's, like, one of the best ways you can absorb it. For bad breath, if your body is not right on the inside, meaning you eating bullshit, then, yes, it's going to stink because it's rotten. Okay, I'm not going to play and just try to sugarcoat it. If you're eating meat and you're eating all these processed foods, they do not decompose the same. So your body is, they rotting on the inside. So that's most of the reasons why people have bad breath. However, peppermint oil will help you with that. the flu, the peppermint oil is good for fighting the flu, y'all. And this is like flu season. They've been really talking about this flu bug. And you can do this by having it in your home, diffusing it in your home. That'll help fight the germs. Because in by you having a diffuser, what it does is those molecules are broken down on a very, very small level. And when it comes against the germ, if the germ is in the air, what it does now is it changes the molecular makeup of that germ, so it knows no longer, it neutralizes it, basically. It is no longer a threat. That's why it's such a wonderful thing to have just something going, even incense and different stuff like that. You find that that's what, based off the quality, but that's the point of it. It's good for headaches by topically, you know, applying it onto your head, temple area, and, again, smelling it. Hot flashes. I'm telling you, I don't have hot flashes, but I know someone who does. And I made a mix with peppermint oil and geranium essential oil, and within less than a minute, the hot flashes was gone. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? You're feeling just great. And then not only you get to remove the hot flashes, but you get to get those other benefits that I'm speaking about, like the alertness, being able to just be more aware, feeling more alive and, you know, exuberant. Peppermint oil is good for memory. If you're experiencing memory loss, or if you're experiencing yourself just not having the sharpest memory that you want, it will help you improve your memory. And that's by just having it diffused in the air. There's so many benefits by having it in the air, just going, the children, the people who come to your home. Peppermint is always something that's just like make you take a deep breath and smile afterwards. So, you know, it promotes a good, positive energy. For mothers who are pregnant, peppermint oil is very, very useful for removing morning sickness. If you're experiencing morning sickness during your pregnancy, you can take drops of peppermint oil. However, I would recommend using peppermint oil after your first trimester. That's when you can utilize it. But you can, that's internally. Don't take it internally until after your first trimester. Trimester could be
Mama Tia,
like just using aroma. Yes,
Mama Tia. How much more time we got, Drew?
We down to about 10 minutes or so.
Okay, Mama Tia. I'm so proud of you. When I give you a book and told you to explain it to me, I see that you have done a unique job on teaching us how to heal ourselves with herbs. There's other ways with oil, especially oil. I had a book that nobody wanted to teach on that subject. I had that book for 20-some years. And I'm so glad, and you had a working knowledge of that, but you have done an excellent job on teaching that knowledge. I want to thank you, and especially at your age. This is what we're talking about, getting the young female off into teaching. This is what has got to be done in our community right now. So will you give the people your website and all the stuff, and when you come on, and how to get in contact with you? Since we're rolling up on about 6 minutes, I'll let you finish it off.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you very much for those kind words. I greatly appreciate it. And, yes, I felt very passionate about it, and I was grateful that you had gifted, you know, you gave me that book. Like, yeah, that was the next level for me. So to let everybody know how y'all can reach me, I could be reached on Facebook. My show page is facebook.com/highvibrationsradio. And you'll see me on there. I'm a Matala Shabazz, Mommy Chi, and you'll see me on there. Also, I'm on Twitter, Instagram. It's Mommy Chi, MamiChi, the letter B, 13. And by email, I can be reached via email at MamiChiB13@gmail.com. So that's Mommy, M-A-M-I, Chi, C-H-I, the letter B, 13@gmail.com. Y'all can Google me. I got a YouTube. I have YouTube channel. So, and also,
Amani,
y'all can go to the
website. Don't put those.
The Seed Dropper Nation. If it survives, we can hear you. But Seed Dropper Nation website. And, you know, we're doing different things that we're working on right now. We have homeschool. I homeschool my children. So we offer different remedies. We really look into build with systems on the Empress Hour. We do that. That's every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, you know, we have to, it starts within. And once we start growing ourselves from within, and then we can start, you know, building with one another on a real major level without all of the side effects from society that they have put upon us. We got to drop the programming. So, yeah, that's how I could be reached. My website.
All right, excuse me, Mama Chi, we have a caller coming in also. I think it's what's the Empress? Let me see if I can open that line. go ahead, 239, y'all with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, yes, 13 Love. Yes, I just want to say, yes, this is Empress Shabazz Bey, and thank you so kindly. Mommy Chi, you rock the house. I am putting you somewhere high and mighty this moment, so you made me feel very proud as a mother. So I appreciate what you bought today. It was quite well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Compliment you gave me,
that's
tight. That's what's up. Yeah. Before you came online, I was about to share my website. My website for my essential oils, everyone, for the peppermint essential oil, I just said that it's very great. And it's my, Carol is M-Y-D, as in dog, O. TTERA.com/MommyChi, and that's MamiChi. And I want to say thank you, Brother Dwyer, Brother Drew. I appreciate the opportunity to coming on and sharing my information and, you know, speaking today.
We've been blessed, as the Christians say.
As the Christians say, amen.
you have brought us some heavy esoteric knowledge today coming out of a young mouth. So I'm looking forward to these. I know the seed don't drop far from the tree, so you didn't drop far from the tree.
Okay.
I'd like to say
we appreciate it, too, for your attendance on the Black Nation Task Force Radio. It's up to us, our females and the males, to reach out and retrain our children and our people. So it's a blessing as they say, the seed that we do have sisters who are going to be coming forward. We appreciate all the sisters who have came forward before this program to instruct us. And that's a real blessing because sometimes you wonder if there's somebody coming behind you who will be able to carry on the torch. And we see in these last few weeks we have plenty of people, and we thank Amaya and Abaya for our brothers and sisters who are coming forward. So we do thank you, too. And we will be listening to your programs and networking with you also. So we thank you.
Well, thank you, brother. Much appreciation. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Woo, check me out.
All right.
Okay. All righty.
Till next week, we say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Love 13 months. Shabbat Shalom.